You are lying on your back, having your knees slightly bent and pointing upwards. The soles of your feet, heels, ball of the feet and your toes are touching the surface you are lying on. Make sure that the surface is such that you don't have a feeling that your feet are slipping. If necessary, place something that doesn't slip under your feet. Let your hands rest on your belly or where they feel comfortable. It is preferable to keep your eyes open so that you can take in the information of what is happening around you with all your senses. During this exercise, just like in real life, we want to be able to be aware of ourselves and at the same time taking in information about our environment without necessarily having to react to it. Take a moment to register where you are. What are you seeing? What noises are present? Can you smell anything? How is the temperature in the room? Just take in the information without necessarily having to react to it or change it in any way. Feel the firm and secure surface that you're lying on under the body. Feeling the head touching the books under the skull, let the head enjoy the support it is getting from the ground below, allowing the head to rest. If we imagine a line from under the nose to the lobe of the ears, roughly under this line is the top of the neck. This is the level of the first neck vertebrae. There are 7 neck vertebrae running downwards from this point towards the top of your back. Feeling the whole of the neck, the back, from right under the skull downwards, the sides, and the front of the neck under the jaw, allowing the whole of the neck to be free. Without the need to relax the neck, simply giving the neck permission to feel and enjoy the support of the firm, solid surface that you are lying on. Allowing the neck to have all the space it needs to be, the 3-dimensional, long and free neck. No need to worry about any feelings and mental commentary about the quality and state of the neck area that possibly come into the mind. The main purpose of this exercise is not to relax as such, but to connect to the body and increase bodily awareness. Relaxation will happen naturally when the system, the body and the mind together, is ready to release in its own time. Allowing the spine to lengthen. The spine is running all the way from right under the skull, downwards between the shoulder blades, towards the lower back, all the way to the sacrum and the tailbone. The tip of the tailbone in this position is pointing up towards the ceiling or sky in between your legs. Allowing the back to widen. Feeling the support of the surface that you're lying on under the shoulders and back. Feel the shoulders and without rushing to change anything, give the shoulder area and chest permission to rest and widen in their own time. May there be a lot of space between the shoulder blades and across your chest. Feeling the ribs moving with the breath, allowing a lot of space for the ribs to move without necessarily changing the way of breathing. You are allowed to breathe exactly the way how you are breathing at this moment. Over time, our breathing may become slower and deeper, or faster, or in some other way more effortless. If there are changes in the breathing, the changes may happen naturally, not by forcing. With curiosity, feel how your breathing is moving you. Feeling the elbows touching the ground, resting and being fully supported by the surface you're lying on. Allowing the elbows and under the arms to widen and have a lot of space. Feel the arms and hands resting. The arms are connected to the spine, like the wings of a bird coming outwards from the center of your back. The back is resting. The lower back is possibly not touching the surface you're lying on, but the upper part of the back, the sacrum and the pelvis are resting, fully supported from below. Feeling the knees connected to the hip joints. To locate the hip joints, imagine yourself wearing trousers with a pressed crease line running in the middle of the leg. You're lying on your back, your knees pointing towards the ceiling. Now follow the crease from the top of the knee downwards to the fold of the leg. In this area, where the crease line and fold of the leg meet, the ball-shaped top of your leg bone is in its socket, forming the hip joint. Now follow the crease upwards, from the hip joint up towards the knee. You can think of sending the knees forward and away from the hip joints, allowing the distance from the hip to the knee to be long in your mind. Without trying to make this happen, it is just a thought. It is possible to send the knee forward and away from the lower back, from the spine, and eventually even the knees forwards and away all the way from the head, creating a lot of space across the torso. The weight of the leg is being supported by the soles of the feet in the hip joint, pelvis, and lower back. Feeling the feet firmly on the ground, fully supported by the ground. Feeling the whole body being supported and allowed to rest. Whatever you are experiencing at this moment is fine. There is no right or wrong way to feel. The aim of this exercise is to connect to the body and take in information from the body, yourself, and the moment as it is. Come back to feeling the head and neck resting. Feeling the face and the eyes. Are you blinking, looking, staring, or were the eyes perhaps closed? How is the tongue? Is it pressed against the palate or teeth? Give the tongue a permit to rest behind the lower teeth, or maybe some other position is better for the tongue at this moment. Feeling the teeth and the jaw. Allowing the jaw to soften and the whole of the face to soften. For the remainder of this active rest, you can choose yourself if you want to feel gently without straining as much as you can of the whole body at once. Or maybe you want to feel your breathing, a certain part of the body, or carry on giving permissions for more space in the body. Or maybe you choose to just simply be, allowing a moment for yourself to stop and do nothing. After a few minutes of silence, you have been lying down for 15 minutes. You will then hear a bell. After the bell has rung, in your own time, when you are ready, you can roll onto your side, come into sitting and standing.